The Department of Public Safety is tracking the large number of shark attacks along the North Carolina coast. Whether policy changes at the state level are in the works is unclear. A spokesperson from DPS says only the state emergency response team is prepared to respond if counties ask for state resources. But the director of Florida's shark research program, George Burgess, says keeping those who are fishing away from swimmers could go a long way towards safer beaches.
The communities are going to have to make some fishing zones versus some bathing zones, and there's going to have to be some sort of a demilitarized zone between the two groups to keep them apart, and then we can, you know, reduce the chances of attracted sharks to the fishing facilities wandering into the other areas. All that said, that requires on-beach personnel.
Burgess says North Carolina's popularity as a vacation destination means beach communities should start putting money from tourism back into infrastructure and personnel. Brunswick County beach towns do not currently pay for lifeguards. In neighboring New Hanover County, all beach municipalities post guards. Pender County employs a small roving surf patrol. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.